Good morning, dear Aurobilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 11th of September, and cloudy morning here with drizzling rain on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect a shower or thunderstorm in spot this morning, otherwise after a cloudy start, sunshine returns, and over the night patchy clouds with a thunderstorm in parts of the area. So chance on precipitation would be on 40% and also on thunderstorms on 40%. Temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 33, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gust on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 70%. Tomorrow, Tuesday 12th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Cat 2 in the season with Restorative Auroville, talking about restorative circles. So Laura, Janet, Shanti, Helen will be talking about restorative circles in Orwell. Restorative circle holds space for conflict and dialogue within the context of community. It consists of a series of meetings among those involved in a conflict, either directly or indirectly. Through dialogue and reflective listening, the process allows those involved to understand each other at a deeper level, to start to take responsibility for their choices, and to look how, together, they might contribute to forward movement and constructive change, both on the personal and collective levels. And we know that the Cat 3 of the season will be going on next Tuesday, 19th of September, also at 4:30 p.m., on the topic The Universal Mother according to Sri Aurobindo, and the Mater Mandir as a symbol of this by Dipti Tiwari. On Friday, 15th of September at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can listen to ULAP informative session, because ULAP is a highly experimental course framework method that is rooted in the belief that the quality of the results that we create in any kind of social system is a function of the quality of awareness, attention or consciousness that the participants in the system operate from. It offers practical guidance on how awareness-based systems change, and a method of learning from the emerging future allow individuals, organizations and communities to turn ideas into real-world change. ULAP is developed by the Presencing Institute of Massachusetts, Institute of Technology, MIT in USA, and more than 90,000 people from 183 countries have participated in it, creating a global movement for profound social, environmental and personal transformation. From Bharat Nivas in collaboration with Guju Garba Group comes invitation to Navratri Garba on 16th and 17th of September, which is Saturday and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. onward at Saucho. On Friday, 15th of September at 5 p.m. there would be a practice session. Navratri is a festival dedicated to the worship of the Hindu deity Durga. During the 9 days of the festival, more different forms of the Devi are worshipped. Garba is traditional Gujarat dance, having rhythmic circular movements performed around lit lamp. International Peace Day is coming up, and it will be celebrated on 21st of September from 2:30 p.m. onward in Unity Pavilion. And within that, you can also sing, and they would like to sing a peace song as part of the events organized for this special day. It's called Peace Canon. They will be rehearsing 3 times on 12th, 16th and 19th of September at Seated in the Art, and the first one tomorrow, 12th, at 6 p.m. at Seated in the Art. If you need more information, you can call Antoine on 894-07-40529. On Thursday, 14th of September at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, the 11th Creative School invites us to their concert. Solitude Farm will be starting the season with open mic nights and organic localicious dinner at Solitude Farm Cafe. So you're invited to come and showcase your talent with music, singing, poetry, dance, comedy, skits and more. The first one will be this Friday, 15th of September, and dinner will be served from 7. Open mic starts at 7:30 p.m. You need to register on 984 33 1-9260. On Friday and Saturday, 15 and 16, at 7:15 at Visitor Center, the French Pavilion presents, with the support of Francis, The Great Processus by Satprem, original text from Chapter 2 of On the Way of Supermanhood, performed in French with English subtitles, with Christophe, Natasha, Thierry, Yves, and directed by Céline. On Sunday, 17 of September at 5 p.m., Cavi and Caviar, Poets and Poet at Unity Pavilion. They're launching a series of poetry reading sessions where we can collectively enjoy the beauty and subtlety of mystic poetry by some of the very famous Indian poets of the 12th and 19th century. Rumi, Tukaram, Kabir, Mirabai, Nazrul, Tagore, Subramanya, Bharati and Sri Aurobindo, and many more. The first readers will be Shrimoy, Joy, Maurice and Christophe. Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with the International Zone Coordination Team, invites us to the community for screening of two films, followed by a discussion about them. That would be 21st and 22nd of September, which is the next week, Thursday and Friday, at 8 p.m. at Bhumika Hall or Bhavishyate Hall in Bharat Nivas. And the first one would be Lucy, and the second one Ex Machina. Discussion facilitated by Professor Makaran Paranja. We have a reminder from PTDC team on special in distribution of organic fruits and vegetables that they are starting this week on Tuesday and Friday between 2:30 to 5 p.m. And they are sorry for those who don't find this time impractical, but it is only for 1 month to test the suppliers and product. Volunteers have signed up to help and they are grateful to all of them. So now they will have wait for you to come and get your organic fruits and vegetables. And among some fruits, they would have lemons, muskmelon, watermelon, papaya, sapota, guar, pineapple, sweet orange and pomegranate. And in vegetables range, you could get onion, pumpkin, bean cluster, beans farm, lady's fingers, capsicum green, red, yellow, brinjal, tomato, country tomato, cabbage, cauliflower, cucumber, nol-nol and garlic. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there will screen Interview with Sri Gira Joshi. Within the opening eye movies at Unity Pavilion this Wednesday, Where to Invade. And from Cinema Paradiso comes an announcement. Kindly note that Cinema Paradiso will remain closed from 11th of September, which is today, onward until further notice. They are hoping that this will be 2 to 3 weeks. They will let you know as soon as they know. They would like to highlight that Cinema Paradiso is one of the most intensely used venues that is used for the 365 evening matinee films, and in addition, other programs, talks and seminars. It is partially funded by the city service, and that the rest come from the community members such as yourself and some from guests and well-wishers who donate. It is a 12-year-old facility that has numerous maintenance and upgrading needs. So they therefore request you to take one-time or monthly recurring contribution towards the maintenance of this facility, whichever you find more convenient. Our villains and guests can make one-time contribution by requesting to donate to Cinema Paradiso account 105106 or setting up recurring payment. And I thank you for all our support and love. In the synthesis of Yoga, Sri Aurobindo said, "For in his yoga, there is nothing too small to be used and nothing too great to be attempted." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.